Remember to look left.
Like making jokes at Nelson Rokic, and he, like you see it like on thing, you know, like
I
Rokic.
saw, I told someone over that I sent him here with a piece with our four walls. And there was one guy who's here, got a mom who made it to the son. He said, it's kosher, it doesn't make sense. Kill them out. So the guy told me something. It's mom who said they told him. Go ahead and
Oh,
that. So he tells me, tell the guy like this. Tell the guy, the Goyen says,
well, you tell him.
the Goyen says, Smoly Tachs Roshi,
Yeah,
that's it. The Goyen says it's during the Pasuk, Yemini Tachapkeini, that Yemini Tachapkeini, listen, is that
other
it's
right.
the, this is one wall, two walls, and Shlish HaFilo Tefach, that's a simon to Shkayim Chosu HaFilo Tefach. So he says, tell the guy, this, he says, probably he'll understand this, Marshall, that this is a hug from Hashem. But do you want a hug from your wife? With Stein because of Shlish HaFilo Tefach, you want a full hug. So if you want just a small hug, so that you want Beitzer. Or do you want a big hug, full
Two
hand, full two
handed.
hands with the whole nine yards? So I said, wow, how do you know who's the guy in this shir who said this? Friend of ours.
He smells like
So anyway, so what I'm telling you is, if you want to have two walls on a tefach and you look good, it's good. You just have a little hug. You want a full hug? Do the full circle.
How do you bring the going like this? How do
Which days? Hug each other.
get the going like this?
Anyway, you got
Yeah,
it? Cool.
the guy must have been smoking the pot.
You got the message.
He
Anyway,
didn't have to be quiet. It's quite obvious and it's important to be said.
Jacques de Gemara. Today's share the foolish lema. Okay. Supposed to rain next week? You know now already, like.
So you don't you make fun of her?
When you lose and you break a bone, you can feel it.
Charlie knows. You lose a kid now. He knows.
Oh, you feel it? You really feel it? No.
Meteorologist.
Charlie's a current meteorologist.
Anyway. Amar Mar. Amar Mar. Ain li ela matan sheva.
Is Takatanki a girl there?
Shemakvis.
Rebbe without a beard.
Matan sheva. Is Ma'akav Chamokin. So he says, Matan, we said that Matan Sheva is Ma'akav. We do know Matan Ma'akav is Ma'akav Chamokin. That's why we understand that that's going to be Ma'akav. Hecha, where is a Ma'akav? My papa, part of goyim. It's not. It's Ma'akav over there because over there is Sheva, the Sheva Hazois, and that's where it's Ma'akav. So Gemara says, Arba Minayin. What about Arba? The four spritzings by the chatos. Tamloim ken yasa. That's where you need a pasuk. Ken yasa. You have a pasuk. The osla park. Asha osla park. As ken yasa loy. So Gemara says, Maishna matan zayin chesivon v'kfilon matan dal namik siv v'kfilon. It's the same pasuk. So why is one different than the other one? This is osla park. Asha osla la park. As ken yasa loy. What do you need a pasuk ken yasa? You have a kasha also. It's the same limud that you learn out of the zayin. You learn out of the dal. Why would you think dal is different? The Gemara says no. Ma'aseh man zayin deksivim kefilim dal namik sivim kefilim. Amar Yehem leitzkra el Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? The Tanya lemaylo oimer Karen kronos shtayim matu oimer Karen kronos arba. Basically, you have two psukim over here. It says, "Menasan akarnis menadam alkarnis." Could have just said Karen. Shabayel moed. Or menadam ita alkarnis samizbeach. Hashem Hashem bayel moed. So he says, according to Reb Shimon, you have a hekish from par karnin hamashiach, the par helm dover. So Mela, without the hekesh, you would not know it, because otherwise you would think only two is makav. And Rashi says this is going like aim lemikra. Otherwise one is full and one is empty. You know. Yeah. So Gemara says, "Yehuda, Imer, ain't it tzarach? Harei Imer, but oil ma'ed, a kolam oil ma'ed. Here's you don't need this. It says oil ma'ed. Anything that says oil ma'ed, it says." So anything oil ma'ed, you learn out, you don't need the hakish. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda, ken yasa ma'avadle. What's do ken yasa? The boy lechay tanya v'shloil ma'nu lepayim kum v'smicha." That you need a pasuk to tell you that's makav. What do you mean lelamandu? That was the limud we had yesterday. This pasuk, we said kasha osa v'asla par. That's par yom kippurim. That's what we said yesterday. So what do you mean we don't know it? What are you talking about? So Gemara says no. You still need it. Why? You still need another limit of oil mode. Why? That's when you can yasa. That's where it's learned out. Aval avoid le mak kapara, which is shirayim and smicha. They're not mak kapara emaloi. So kamash malon. Then no, that's where you have a pause. Can yasa tell you that by par yom kippurim it's essential? You would think that maybe it's not makav, because usually it's not makav. So that's the Gemara. Kamash Malon. Reb Shimon. So now we're back to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, high by oil mayim I would lay, because he doesn't need the pasuk oil mayim, because he has the hekesh. So by oil mayim I would lay. By oil mayim, by oil shem nifchas a tikkus shel heichol loy hayamaza. If the ceiling of the heichol, well, not the azor, just the heichol. Ceiling of the heichol breaks, there's a hole in the roof, you can't even ask, it says ba'oil ma'id, and ba'oil ma'id has to mean the full oil has to be under oil, and that's the limit that we learn out. Pashtus, it's only in the heichel, and pashtus is only from his back of Panimus. That's what the Brisk Rav learns out.
Azor didn't have a cover, didn't have a roof.
Azor didn't have a roof?
No, only the oil ma'id had a roof.
What about
the smoke went high?
Yeah, what about in the small rooms?
The
ulam? Yeah.
Not the ulam, the lishkas.
Lishkas maybe, yeah. So parsha is only in the heichel, and it's not in the kodesh kedoshim, not in the kodesh kedoshim. It's also only from his mizbeach hapnimis, because there's a whole shiloh. What happens if this roof breaks on Shabbos? So you gotta get a goy to fix it. It's ma'akav the carbon. Mizbeach hapnimis, you can't do. No.
Shabbos only brings
Zev Kitzah. Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Right? So you have Mizbeach HaPnimis, you can't spritz the dam. Yeah. So now you can't finish the Avodah. So what do? If there's a hole in the roof.
Call you.
No, but it's Yom Kippur. So the question is,
what he meant by call a goy?
The question is, what are you allowed to do? First of all, the question is, are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? Pashas, the Karban is a Ma'akav. But it's brought down that the Avodah is not, building the Beis HaMikdash is not Derech Shabbos. So
brought down.
That's the halacha.
That's what happened.
So if it's not Derech Shabbos, are you allowed to?
One of them is binyan.
Are you allowed to? What do you do over here? You're stuck situations. So I say it's shvus to shvus. But the question is that it's not lishma. Beis Hamikdash pashas has to be lishma. How could a guy do it? So the Rebbe Zilberstein brings down many different halachas, that many different the Pharisee Shul, he says that's not true. A guy is liable to Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech asked
I forgot who. Shlomo Melech asked Hiram to send workers to help him with the Beis Hamikdash. Those workers were not Jews, so Chinese or whatever they were. So whatever they were. So you don't know what they were. Whatever they were.
Yeah,
anyway,
they were Arabs.
Arabs.
Anyway, I have no idea, but basically, you see that Goyim were allowed to do it. He brings down a bunch of rais, and he brings down a meshechachma. He brings down a meshechachma that it's a rai that's not lishma. You don't need lishma because it's only a din. Like according to the Brisker Rav, it's only a din in chatzapnimus, and it's only a din in chatzapnimus, and only a din in the hechel. It's a specific halacha. By Hazov Chatzapnimus. It doesn't take away from the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. There's nothing wrong with the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash doesn't become ruined because of it. It's a halacha in Chatzapnimus, Hazov Chatzapnimus. So Melo, you don't need Lishma from a guy because there's nothing wrong with the Beis Hamikdash. It's not like a Psul in the Beis Hamikdash. Psul in the Beis Hamikdash, you need someone to fix it. Even if you say you need Lishma, he's saying over here you not need for a guy to fix a hole in the roof. Doesn't need lishma because nothing happened to the Beis Hamikdash.
You would have to fix it, you're saying, with the guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you wouldn't have a problem with lishma. He says, even if you would have. There's two shiles. First of all, lishma, and second of all, there's a guy allowed to fix it, and then he could come out that it's a big shiloh. But anyway, when you have the question, when Mashiach comes, you'll. What's it called?
We'll have the answer.
Right. Okay. Now, there's a big shiloh because the Beis Hamikdash, Hashlishi, Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is coming down from Hashem. So the question is, if Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is coming down from Hashem, we say that the Rambam brings down that the reason why we learn the halachas is that you should know how to build it. But if the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi is coming down from Hashem, you don't need to know how to build it. So they bring down, I saw brought down today that it's not so pashut. When it says that Hashem is going to bring it down, it doesn't mean bring it down
fully.
I don't know. So I don't know what it means exactly. No, that's the Pashas is like that. I'm saying they asked the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rishonim asked the question. The Rishonim asked the question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
well, it came from a fire.
Anyway, weiter.
That's what they see.
Like a menorah.
V'idach. V'idach, how does he know this halacha? Me'asher, from the word asher. V'idach asher le'darish. He doesn't darish asher. Abaye amar le'b Yehuda, na'am itzuch. You also need it. Wa'akslam, and mid'av asmich v'shir adam, da'av l'chsivim k'filon le'ma'akvon. Maybe it wouldn't be ma'akv. Le'ma'akvon, le'ma'akvon, matra'am v'na'am le'itzakv. If this was repeated, then by smicha and shir adam, and it's not ma'akev, so then maybe over here also. That's why kamash will under know. That's why you need the pasuk. Okay, lepar zepar yom kippurim lemay hilchasa. So what do we write? Ila akev pshita chuka k'siva be. Amar nachma yitzchok lenitzchuka el rabbi Yehuda. Damar ki k'siva chuka adram nasim big dilovin befnim. In the kodesh kedoshim there was big dilovin. In the hechel there was no big dilovin except for one thing. You spritz the dam. That's the only time there's big dilovin in the hechel. If you the rabbi's speech, if you listen. Yeah. Nothing else.
Dump your kabbalas on us.
I'm not dumping anything. I'm just saying, if you abide a speech.
We don't have to listen. You were mekabel to listen to the rabbi's speech.
No, this has nothing to do with that. Surely you're miscombobulated. Anyway.
Can you recombobulate him? Can you recombobulate him?
The Shabbat Shuvah. He gave it.
Yeah.
He gave, this is non-Jew Kabbalah. Oh, Habs Div, you were hit by the speed.
You missed.
So if you go to him, I'll give you a hug.
Full fledged.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Just like that, sure. If you ask him, he will.
You got what I'm trying to say, okay? Don't tell me you didn't get it. You understand it. Next year, you're not building a wall with two sukkahs. Next year, you're building with two walls. I'm going to fix your wagon. You'll never get a hug again. Anyway, fine.
Yeah,
Sigmar says Vaita, let's go Vaiter. The par is a par and gwim, my
hello. Zip
the par is a par and gwim, with my chasa. Ila aka, pshita, chuka ksiva bay. I'm not raising Lensko, Eller, Behuda, Domar, Kiksiv, Chuka, Advaram, Nasbi, the love of Mifnim. She make the Maisa Haver, Leos, Leiklum. Those things in the Kodesh Kedoshim, if you do something.
That's
if you do the order wrong, it's done. So over there, that's what chukah is. Chukah is everything has to be in a specific way. So I understand what chukah means. Aval dvarim asa big dilavan b'chutz. Hikta maskavim masha asa asi over there. Even though you have to do big dilavan, if you don't do the right order, it doesn't change it. So mehech teisa should be ma'akev. So you can't say chukah is going there. Eimo mechsilu ma'akev azoy esnam la ma'akev. Kamash mon, that's when you're pasuk. Okay. Maskar apoto. Frekt kapope. Mimot amet hachi. Could you say we're going that according to Yehuda that you learn out that the equal from over here? So Gemara says, "Mazal Rabbanu, mi mitzah amar hachi v'tanya v'chilo mechaper es hakodesh im keeper kilo." If you do all the kapara, it's good. V'im loy keeper loy kilo. Dear Rabbi Kiva. So he learns if you do the normal things that are normally ma'akev, which is matnas sheva, matnas dalad, that's then you're good. Not. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'nimal loy nemar im kilo keeper v'im loy kilo keeper. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that so it means everything across the board be ma'akev, not just the matan dalad and matan sheva. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from here, not from from Parham Dover. So what are you talking about? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Nitzucho el es dam utvila. You're right. This hekesh from Parham Purim to Parham Dover and Parham Mashiach is learned out for es dam and tefillah. What's es dam and tefillah? So we'll see what Gemara is going to say. Es amar Rabbi Yaakov le nitzucho la hachshir. La hachshir amin sheba etzba. Now one second, before we just go weiter, this is an interesting thing. So he's saying es dam tefillah. It's Parker Mashiach. He says, Lenizka hide the Makish Rash to Par Yom Kun Parham double Parker Mashiach. Rash is on this, that's not really, it's really wrong. Because if you look at the thing, Rash says, E Kasha Bahai Kro, Par Yom Kun Parham double iska, should be day Kumishtoi Kro, Parham like Siv Espedam Tvilo. So how are you being Makishit to Parker Mashiach? Amoron kasha also parze parkom mashiach. I'm a parkom mashiach. Nam iskesh uparim purim loksiv es loksiv tvi loksiv adam loksiv lokom adam parbetz. Well, akshin lahai lum la menu hilchaser buyosh es hilchas adam tvi lokom farsh. He's saying you learn out that's being mar by parkom purim is to helm dover is learned out parkom mashiach. It's like this. So Gemara says. Let's down the tefillah. I'm going to talk about it. Let's go. A min shabbatzva. What's a min shabbatzva? It's very interesting. Rashi. I don't know what Rashi is saying. He brings down what this a blister is basically, but he brings down from left field. Tam and Tanina. I don't know if you look around. Interesting Rashi. I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting Rashi. Brings this down. Like I don't know who's true as Mar. His father. Rabbi. I don't know who it is. I don't know. Very interesting Rashi. Fine. Amin Shab Etzba is if you have a blister, and there's a picture on the chat what a blister looks like. Bedam, Shia Bedam, Shir Tfilo Mikoro. Rashi says, Bedam, very interesting halacha. If you collect a little bit dam in a cup, a little bit dam in a cup, which is not enough for the Azor, and then you collect another little bit and another dam in a cup, and you pour it together, that wouldn't be good. Why? Because it says bidam, and it should have said bi, and it says badam. So we say badam. We need that. What's called? I don't think he made that. I don't know if he made that. Maybe he did. I didn't look. Badam. He didn't underline it. He should have underlined it. Okay. We have to. So Gemara says, "Shir bedam, shir tefila mikara." Bedam, shir bedam, shir tefila mikara. The toval, what is that telling you? The loy misafig from the side. Mispig, I don't know how you say it. From the side of the kli, you can't. You have to dip it into the middle, not take from the side, you know, and then V'esich mechli b'dam, dikas achmar v'tovel, ava mina avgad lo shir tefillah. He doesn't have shir tefillah, he's still dipped. Mikara, kasach, and now has a shir, what's the difference? How you collect it? That's why it says kasach mechli b'dam. Dikas achmar v'tovel, ava mina avgad lo shir tefillah. And you don't need tefillah. As long as you have enough dam in the cup, then you can take it from wherever you want in the cup. Kasach mechli b'tovel. Okay. Mizbeach ketoris samim lomli. So the pasuk finishes off. We dash in the beginning of the pasuk. Yeah, it's the pasuk that we have. V'tovah kohen is boy badam. V'izim adam. No, v'tovah kohen is boy badam. V'izim adam shev pamim. No, not that one. V'nozak kohen badam al kainis on his back toys asam of neshem hashem oil mer. That's what that one. Yeah. So the question is, what do we do with this pasuk from his back ketoris? Shem loy nischanach on his back v'ketoris hasam loy emazer, which means that for whatever reason you need new mizbeach. So when you get a new mizbeach, the way the mizbeach is niskadosh is by doing kataris on it, and that's the chiddush we're telling. That's the pasuk's telling you.
But not any avodah,
yeah.
It's
avodah. Tanik vazer papa va'asik hasher also. Now the chiddush is that it's a klisharis by itself. That's the chiddush.
How's it come klisharis? It's new.
No, it seems to be even originally you need to be mischanech with Keteris. The Mizbeach. Yeah, I think so. Mizbeach Keteris is telling you that this Kli, the way it's mischanech is with Keteris Sam. That's what I thought.
How often do you put Keteris Sam?
Every day.
So, means the other Kalim didn't need anything. The other Kalim didn't need anything.
Everything needs chanicha.
Right, but Mashiach is enough.
You don't have Mashiach like Moshe Rabbeinu.
I think this is not saying this is every the Mizbeach Keteris needs that. That's what I thought.
Oh, it's Mr. Rebbe Hakol now.
Wow.
No, he knows this thing.
Wow.
No, it wasn't a dig.
It says I'm like one.
Yeah, public apology or something like that.
Should have been.
I don't
know. He's just going to ask someone who knows.
I don't.
You just don't know what you're talking about. He's going to ask someone.
That's how I understood it. But okay, we'll go weiter.
The Pesukim and the Torah are only talking about something later on, not talking about the times of Moshe Rabbeinu also.
Let's keep going.
That's odd. I thought I was talking about everything.
Moshe Rabbeinu had Mashiach.
No.
Only by Aaron it says Ato or something. It says that we learn Ato the Mashiach.
All right, Tanik Vosdera Papa. But also Kasha also, Matam Lo Lepar.
Gotta go quick.
We're bringing a ride to our Papa. You ready, guys?
He's 3-day journey.
Two.
Why the time he moved in? He's out.
Tanya Kavas to our Papa, we bring a ride to our Papa that the Hekish is for Es, Dam, and Tfilo. That's what we just finished saying. But also Kasha also, Matam Lo Lepar. Lepar, Lerabis Pari Makpurim, Lechol, Mash Om Binyan, Chol Mash Om Binyan, Divir Rebbe, Amr Mishmol, Kavachomer, Yev Kavachomer. Umam, Makam Shalai Hush for carbon, Le carbon. The carbons are not similar. Hush, not the same carbon. We'll see in a minute what that means. Hush, Umais, Le Maisim, you say it has to have the same alochos, Makash Ushu, Carbon, Le carbon, and then she asks, she yishva, Mais, Le Maisim. So what you have a Kavachomer, you don't need a Pasik. Elamatam Loima, Lepar. Zepar, Helm Dover. Shaltzibur. And Lepar is the Par Kohen Mashiach. So Gemara says, Amar, Umam Mokam, Shalai Hush V'Karbon L'Karbon. What does this mean? My Lo Hush V'Karbon L'Karbon. What are we referring to? Ilan Par Yom HaKippurim, V'Sar Yom HaKippurim. So they have a question. Ekel Mifuk, Mal Ha'ash Ken Nichas Dom Lo Fayim V'Elfanim. So it must be El Par Halam Dov Shaltzibur. V'Siyav V'Ezcham. Ekel Mifuk, Mal Ha'ash Ken Mechap Mal V'Ez Mitzvah Yedua. And Yom Kippurim is only mechaper on aveis she'ainu yidua. Elo par helam davar shel tzibur v'sar shel Yom Kippurim. And this is what we're saying. V'ach kamar ma'am makom shel hush v'karbon l'karbon. Why the high par v'arasur? It's two different types of kabbonos. But hush v'maisel l'maisvim. We say it's the same thing. L'madich sibu makom shel hush v'karbon l'karbon. The high par v'arapar ain't a din shush v'maisel l'maisvim, which means you have a kavachaymer. So Gemara says, how do you do that? That's a concept that we have, that you can't go, if you're learning the Avraham Hekesh, you can't go now and, since Par Koyim Mashiach and Par Helm Dover learn out from a Hekesh, from a Kav HaChomer, so how can you learn out Par Yom Kippurim now from those things, the Kav HaChomer? Amar Fabak, Sawatan, the very small, Dover learn Hekesh, because Mom, the Kav HaChomer. He holds it's not a problem. And really, you could do it. All right. We'll stop over here. Today we'll finish him Sechtes Bechairis. He's making it today, I think.
Close to my anniversary. I think it's 5 years. It's 5 years since I joined.
Oh, wow.
You're like in a month now.
Yeah, you
started something. 5 years. 5 years, 2020.
So last Mishnah Ches, we're bringing cases where there was a mistake in the Maaser. Yotzu Shnayim Ke'echa, two animals go out at one. We said each one has to go out. You have to count. Minus Shnayim Shnayim. You count 2, 4, 6, 8. You can do that. Mana Echad, Chi, Vasir Mukul Kolon.
Two days ago.
Mana Echad.
If you counted them as one.
Oh, if you count them as one. What? Who? For what? When's the Yotzah? Rosh Chodesh. Forgot about it.
That's 5 years.
It's
okay. Rabbi's got a picture of him in office. You remember that?
Doing the office,
yeah.
Mana Echad.
What?
Did you kill him to the office?
We didn't lay anything in the office. We gave a hug.
We got a full hug.
Mana Echad, Chiva Simu Kolam. Yotsu Chiva Asir Kachas. Chiva Simu Kolam. Kola Chiva Asir, Lasir Chiva, Lakhlas Asir. Shlosh Mugdoshim. Hachi Nechob and Mumoy, Vasir Meiser, Vachas Kor Shlomo. Voice it more, the Ramer. I'm Yuda. Yesh Tmura is a Tmura. I'm sure Mayor Eloy Tmura lay a carve. Carl Eloy Tmura lay a carve.
He was that guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was on the wall.
Him and Moshe Strike were on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire all the time. I'm just hyped up by
Hopefully before davening, or before davening.
Are you serious? You ordered?
Sure.
What about pizza?
Do you keep anonymous?
It's a simcha.
It's great. What?
No, it's great.
That's true, but it's a green.
It gets the point.
Okay.
How would you know?
Kufa, Vav, and Zion.
You AI'd it?
I don't have to worry about some guy telling me.
You can speak however you want to speak.
The whole language, where do you think it developed into what you call official English language now?
From English.
It was a bastardization of the original English.
No, what a word.
Anything
what a word.
Say, you scrape, it became a word. You know what I mean?
How do you bastardize a language?
I agree with you, by the way. That's why I have the original version. Vav, Litvoya Chayvis.
He went back in time and he saw
he could be the Constitution.
Litvoya Chayvis, I would be able to understand George Washington. Litvoya Chayvis, Noigan Lahako.
I would be able to understand you.
Exactly.
To go collect.
George Washington was a country bumpkin in comparison to the English.
Yeah, he spoke Yiddish.
He was the first one. Really.
You mean pumpkin, it's by Halloween. We talk about bumpkin. The Tvaya Chayvis, Noigan Lahakel. If you to collect money, we could be Mekel. I feel Mishom Shachashon Davar Avid. It's called Davar Avid, and if you know people owe you money, it's the Davar Avid. Lahav is Beribis, Laini Yehudi, Arogalatzli, Mutim, and Dahav Davar Avish, Layagos Atze Etzalacha. Because let's say a guy's borrowing money, you lend money. If you're not available to lend the money, he'll go to someone else. Then he'll like that guy, he'll make a relationship, and you lose your customer. Losing a customer is Davar Avid.
Only if you have loyal.
People aren't loyal, and you're not
basically something that you can't recover from. Wow, look at this stick. Look what he says. The marvel in Yehuda Shani Rogalatzli, Yotza Ribis Meshavua Achas Lasimchas Yontif. The Ribis, you should use Simchas Yontif because you did something like illegal. The Limka Skar, the Misha Ainer Rogal.
It's a Christian.
You have to do. Very interesting halacha.
It's part of church.